It's time for the Two Old Men, a morning show, and sometimes a dog podcast. And now, here's our hosts, Jeff, John, and Charlie.
103.9, 98.5, it's mypigradio.com. Excited about our guest today. He hosted us at Christmas, you know.
I know, and I had a great time.
I have been eating at the Cattleman's all my life.
As I was saying earlier, I told him, I said, if we were going to go somewhere kind of really special, it was going to be the Cattleman's when I was kid. That was really special. Now, we'd go somewhere all the time, but if we want to go special, back then, it was the Cattleman, because they were kind of premier. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Still are.
And they are, but that's what I'm saying, but they were premier back when I was a kid. We finally found something, by the way, that is...
talking about food. Look how excited he is.
I get excited about food. We finally found something that's actually a little older than you.
We're talking with Cash Oliver. Yeah, good morning, Cash. How are you?
I'm of course, fine. How are you guys?
Joe Oliver was the man there for so many years, and he's still there, but you're taking on the legacy and continuing on with what he had going.
Well, I'm trying.
You're trying.
It's big shoes to fill.
It is.
Sure.
It definitely is.
But it's good to have Joe hanging around, you know.
It is.
But now he's getting to visit with his friends a little bit more, the regulars, and get to...
And I think that's his favorite part of this whole deal is going out and sitting at tables and visiting with people.
And look how many years Joe been working?
In the restaurant business?
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
I think he opened probably since he was a teenager. So the late 60s.
Yeah, yeah. And so 64 was when Cattleman's opened.
And but you've just received just a high honor being voted into the Arkansas Food Hall of Fame. Tell us about that. How did that come about?
Well, you know, I don't know. All of a sudden, a couple of weeks ago, the Arkansas Heritage Foundation called us and said that we were nominated for the Arkansas Food Hall of Fame, an award I had never heard of until that point. But it turns out it's a pretty big deal.
It is.
They had a big ceremony in Little Rock, and we were one of three restaurants that won out of, I think, 10 or 12 nominated.
Across the entire state. Yeah. And to be down here in the corner in Texarkana, almost you can spit across the state line there to Texas. That's a big honor to win the Arkansas Food Hall of Fame.
Well, it really is, but well deserved too. And let me ask you this. We were talking earlier on that Facebook thing about the prime rib. By the way, it's prime rib night.
Yeah. They're special every Tuesday night.
Every Tuesday.
Yeah. Out at Cattleman's tonight. My mom loves the prime rib. Mm-hmm. That's what she says. It's like butter. It melts in your mouth just about. But what's your favorite cut? There's no way you can work at Cattleman's every day.
You're right. My favorite cut is the ribeye.
Yeah,
I think it's got the best flavor.
It does. It holds. Yeah. That's what we had for the, isn't that what we got for the?
Yeah, and it was delicious.
Yeah. Man, yeah. So carrying on the tradition, we got Cattleman's. Is there anything in plan for the future?
No, not particularly. I am looking at remodeling a little bit. I think as a part of making it my own.
Well, and that's what I meant. I mean, kind of we all, everything evolves, and you've got great ideas, and the recipes are going to stay pretty much.
Yeah, I don't plan on changing much on the menu, but you can't, just think as far as the atmosphere is
concerned. Right. I understand that.
That's what it's all about. But man, yeah, we're excited. Can you hang around with us a little bit? Absolutely. We're going to play some games and stuff like that.
Sounds fun.
I've got a new Smarter Than a Fifth Grader.
Good. I like a new one. Yeah.
It takes me a while to find some answers that I know on this fifth grader stuff. But we got some Tim McGraw here. Can't Really Be Gone. Cash Oliver joining us this morning here. Two old men, a dog. Sometimes a morning show on the pig. 103.9 and 98.5, mypigradio.com. Ronnie Millsap on your station for the best of most country. And the best steaks in town come out of Cattleman's Kitchen.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've been there since 1964, which means they're doing it right. And we were talking you're known for the steaks, obviously, but you've
Cash Oliver.
We got Cash Oliver here. You're known for the steaks, but you've got other things on the menu. And I was intrigued. And tell us about the special way you make the shrimp.
Well, I think that it's a unique way we do it with flour and cracker meal instead of just flour. And it creates a real unique texture to the shrimp that a lot of people like. I certainly enjoy it.
Yeah, so that's something I'm going to definitely have to try. I almost did the other time when it's in there.
But there's always good specials going on over there at Cattleman's.
Yeah, they've got all kinds of good food. And all the trimmings that go with your steak, baked potatoes, the salad, everything. I mean, it's all top notch.
You see what I'm salivating over there. That's what I'm super excited.
Like earlier, it's like it's National Make Somebody Happy Day, and he's like, man, if you want to make me happy, I need a biscuit with some bacon.
Yeah, but now we're talking about something really good. We're talking about Cattleman Steakhouse.
I didn't think anything more than chili would fire him up this much.
Yeah, if it's not chili, it's good. But, obviously, you guys have been doing it right for a long time. I know that you're younger, and now you're coming in, like you said, and you're not going to change a lot of what goes on as far as the food's concerned, but you're going to maybe do a few things inside the restaurant.
Yeah, we're thinking about remodeling a little bit, I think, in the near future.
Right.
Just, brighten up a little paint here and there. Yeah. I mean, there's always something you can do because it's always evolving. But the thing that you love most about Cattleman's, though, or for me, and I'm, just being honest here, the consistency.
Oh, yeah.
Every time if I go get a ribeye. I know exactly what's coming. It's the same every time.
And it's going to be great every time. That's the thing. You don't have to go, what's it going to be this time? It's always good.
Yeah. So, now what is your cooks up there, you've got folks that have been with you how long?
I've probably got 75 years of experience in my kitchen right now.
Yeah, they've been there
long time. Now, we've had up until early last year, we had a lady that was with us since 1968.
Wow.
And she was our day prep cook. She handled everything.
Right. So
that's almost from the beginning.
So when we're talking about Texarkana traditions, that's just the thing. I mean, I want to see Cattleman's 100 years in business.
I mean, that's what we were talking about earlier. It's kind of, it's so good that you've come in and you say that your sister helps some when she can, but you guys are continuing. There's so many businesses that,
and especially restaurants.
Restaurants that were great for a while. We used to love as a child or whatever, but then they just go away, mainly because the people that were running it or owned it retire or whatever, and the kids coming up, they got something else they want to do. That's all they want
to
do. Something
to college, got their own
different
lives, careers,
and so,
families.
So that good restaurant that we love just goes away. And it's so good that you are carrying on the tradition and keeping what is a Texarkana tradition thriving.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
I mean, it is big. It's big to continue that.
Now, little sister, going to college, she was making fun of you on social media.
She was, as she does.
Little sisters, no.
That's what they're good for,
no,
making fun of you on social media.
Not little sisters. But, she's off in college, but she, she works in the restaurant too. Is she going to be involved, or is she? And I asked this because of that question that you had, JW.
Yeah.
So many go off to college, get their own career. Maybe she wants to be a physical therapist. I don't know. I'm just asking.
I don't know. I hope that she does because
it'd be nice.
She's good at it,
and she's grown up in it too.
Yeah,
and maybe so. But at least we know that he's doing.
Oh yeah.
So we know it's going to continue on. So we'll be able to continue to go have the great steaks.
Well, I'll take all the help I can get, to be honest with you. So I would love for her to come help.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Is that right? Because Anna, we've been trying to find something to keep her busy. She's always trying to find something for us to do. We could.
You guys need some part time work. I'm looking for some servers.
Might have to
Anna!
Check it out.
Anna.
Of course, the people that have been around a while. We're sitting there trying to get Cash to talk him into reopening Oliver Twist, but he said, "No, I'm not going to do that." But
not yet. Well, that's how you get in the Food Hall of Fame, man. You focus.
Yeah, you focus on
you
one
know,
thing.
I don't understand how some operators can open more than one restaurant because this one restaurant literally takes all my time.
All your time.
I don't understand how they do it.
I don't either.
No.
But again, when you look around at hey Anna.
Hey Anna.
We got you a part-time job. Yes. I'm going to tell you about it here in just a minute.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
A little extra money so you can make that trip up there, see that boy graduate boot camp.
Right.
Hang around with us, Cash. Okay. We're going to do a game and we got some more to talk about here on the Big.
Things
are. We're going miles and miles of Texas, asleep at the wheel on 103.9, 98.5, mypigradio.com. With Cash Oliver, JW is salivating and all. You're missing it in here. He's all just...
He's putting on a show.
He's losing control. He starts talking about steak and shrimp, and he had drool dripping off his chin.
You've been to Cattleman's. You know why I'm drooling.
I have been to Cattleman's, and I do understand.
You understand the pain here.
Let's play. We got Cash in here with us, and I got a game.
All right.
Reasons women eyeball each other. Wait.
No. That's not a very good game. I wouldn't know the answers to that.
Oh, that's going to be another podcast.
Okay.
Because women, they eyeball each other.
Well, okay. So,
are you smarter than a fifth grader?
Probably not, but I hope so.
Maybe.
Hey, these fifth graders.
Sometimes the questions are a little difficult.
Yeah, especially when they get off in. I had no idea they was already doing fractions in fifth grade.
Yeah, when they get off in the math, I get a little lost sometimes.
All right, so let's see. Here's what we got. All these questions come from a standard fifth grade curriculum in the U.S.
I'll put down the C for Cash and the J for John.
He's competitive.
All right.
He's not going to let you win.
Well, no, I won't let you win, but you may win anyway. I don't always win.
All right. You got to get 4 out of 5 or you ain't got the sense of a fifth grader, basically. Number one, if each side of a square is 63 inches, how many inches is it around? A, 232, B, 242, or C, 252? 232, 242, or 252?
I think it's 232.
I'm going with Cash.
Okay, both of you are wrong.
Okay.
That was my fault.
252.
Oh.
Math is hard.
Yeah, it is.
Especially when I'm trying to do it in my head like that.
And that's what I like to hear from my steak chef.
Well.
I'd like an inch that comes out 2 inches thick. That's
perfect. That works out.
Yeah, that's right.
You get your steak a little bigger. That's
right. All right. Oh, Anna, it's a good thing you're in here to fact check. What is the capital of Canada?
Oh my gosh.
A, Montreal. I'm not asking you, by the way.
Okay. Don't. I'm looking away.
A, Montreal. B, Ottawa. Or C, Vancouver.
I'm going to say Ottawa.
Yeah, I think it's Ottawa.
Is it Ottawa, Anna?
Yes, it is.
It is Ottawa. I had to make sure.
Yeah.
All right, so that's one for each.
Hey.
Both of you are on the board
that's
now.
That's great.
What pair of words are antonyms? A, shy and bashful, B, quiet and loud, or C, funny and happy? Antonyms.
I'm going to say quiet and loud.
Yeah, both. Here we are. We're tied up.
We're doing good. A couple more. We're smarter than a fifth grader.
That's right. You'll at least make it to grade 6.
Yeah, yeah.
Which of the following is not a simple machine? A, hammer, B, pulley, or C, wedge? Which of the following is not a simple machine? A, hammer, B, pulley, or C, wedge?
I guess pulley, because a hammer and a wedge are
pretty simple.
They're not machines.
Yeah, so we're going with that.
Okay. Again, you both missed that
one.
It's
okay.
A hammer.
A hammer?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a hammer and a... Why is a hammer and a wedge not...
A wedge is a machine because it I don't know.
Okay.
Ask a fifth grader.
I thought a wedge was a tool. I didn't realize.
Yeah,
it was
I mean,
that is.
That's what
I
was
thinking of, like,
get us a fifth grader on the phone.
Get a fifth grader.
Yeah. Who surrendered to Ulysses S. Grant at Appomattox? A, Robert E. Lee, B, Jefferson Davis, or C, Stonewall Jackson?
I know my history.
Okay.
I got this one.
Oh, I don't know this one. I'm going to guess Stonewall Jackson.
It's Lee.
It is Robert E. Lee. I am so glad you're
I got the history and the geography, math, and all that other stuff.
Well, that's our game. JW wins.
But
well,
you did well.
Now I owe you a steak.
No.
Yay!
Now you owe him shrimp.
Oh, shrimp.
There you go.
Just one.
Just one.
You was talking about the shrimp. Here is a shrimp.
Here's a shrimp.
Now, listen, Cattleman's, a Texarkana tradition. It is the longest running restaurant, open restaurant.
Period.
In our city.
And especially with the
both sides of the line.
And the shrimp and the Tuesday night special.
Yeah. So take advantage of that tonight. It's what, $17?
Yeah, $17.95.
Prime rib night.
Yep.
And you can say, you said a lot of folks are getting blackened. You
could have it's a real popular choice we have to put some blackened seasoning on the steak, and then we put it in a cast iron skillet and
My mom just does a quick sear on the sides, I think, is what she does. Wonderful. But do that. Go out to Cattleman's. Address on State Line.
4018 North State Line Avenue.
Been there since 1964. And going to be there.
Going to be there for a long time. Thank you, Cash.
Thank you guys very much.
Man, we appreciate you coming up here.
This podcast brought to you by Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog Morning Show Coffee. Coffee with a purpose. Order yours today at mypigradio.com. And be sure to wake up every morning, Monday through Friday, for Two Old Men and Sometimes a Dog to stay up to date on what's going on in our community.